Amen. He's so good. And what's tomorrow?
Thanksgiving,
right? And in the nation, Thanksgiving was because of God's not only His protection, but His provision and Him giving us this nation to worship Him in. And it's so good. But for us, every day is Thanksgiving, right? And I want to speak to you out of 1 Chronicles chapter 16. We're going to look at Thanksgiving and what that looks like, and how for all of us, we need to be in the place where we're thanking God for all of His goodness and all of His mercy. You know that we have a lot to be thankful for. Hello? I said we have a lot to be thankful for. How many in here know Jesus is your Lord and Savior? Right? Well, we can be thankful that God sent His only Son, right? And that we could come into a relationship with Him. And there are just so many things over the years that God has done for us. And it's just incredibly awesome. But I want to kind of go into this and paint the picture of it. This is when David brought the ark back into Jerusalem, and he's getting, they're setting the tabernacle up, and he was so excited that his wife even got mad at him because he was so exuberant in his dance and his response to what he's doing. But they're going to set it up, and they've got all the singers and everybody up, and David actually wrote what we're going to read, and he gave it to the musicians, and he said, "This is what I want at the first service." And what he was really saying is, God's presence is going to be there, so I have something that I want to say and something that I want to express. And it's so cool. So in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and we're going to start out in verse 7, it says, "On that day, David first delivered the psalm to the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord." Everybody say, "Thank the Lord."
Thank
the Lord. Come on, everything. And listen to this. He said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, and make known His deeds among the people." So good. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name, and make known His deeds among all the people. It's one thing in your prayer life and everything. I just want to thank God. God, thank You for all the blessings. Thank You for my wife. Thank You for my country and all of that. But it's a completely different thing to do that in the congregation, to do that to other people. I just want to give thanks tonight because God has saved me. I want to give thanks tonight because God has provided for me. I want to thank God tonight, and so many examples of that, could come through. One of the greatest ones I ever heard, and I've said this many times in this building and in different places when I preach, but I'd just gotten saved, and we're going to Bible studies everywhere, and this one guy came in. We had the Bible studies, we'd sit around in a circle and sing a few songs. And then, the leader would teach out of the Bible. But it was during the praise and worship. After that was over, we usually had prayer requests and testimonies. And this one kid got up. He said, "I just want to thank God tonight that my car blew up." And this other guy that was kind of a non-believer was in the room. He said, wait a minute. I mean, I get the singing, I get this, I get that. He said, "What are you talking about? You want to thank God that your car blew up?" And Kevin, I'll never forget it, he said, "Well, I just want you to know that God gave me that car. And if that one, blew up, I'm thanking Him in advance for what He's going to bring me next." Right? And that very testimony of him giving that testimony is what led this other gentleman to give his life to Jesus. So our giving thanks for what God's doing in our life is so important, not only for us to cement that in our lives, right? But also to demonstrate that God is working and that God's real and that He's alive, right? And so never be ashamed of your thanksgiving, right? And especially when God is present in your life, give thanks. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. We worship You. Look later on, and we could read this whole thing, but let's go to verse 34. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." That particular line in many places when Jehoshaphat went out to the army and God said, "Listen, send the singers out because I'm going to be with you." And so they went out and they said, "We just want to thank the Lord and give praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever." And this, the word thanks here in the Hebrew is yada. Yada. And what it means is the throwing out of the hands. And thank you. Thank you, thank you. Have you ever received a gift? I mean, we all have received gifts, but one that was just like, "Oh, thank you. You know, I wasn't expecting that, and that's really nice, and I really wanted that. I'm so grateful for that gift. Thank you." I mean, there's one thing to say, you know, "Well, thank you for passing the biscuits," right? Or "thank you for this," or "oh, thanks." But when something really impacts your heart, and something that you didn't expect, or something that's just too good to be true, the thanksgiving is much more personal and much more alive on the inside. Thank you so much. You don't know what that means to me. You don't know what that did to me. And so when he's saying give thanks here, it's not just that, "Well, thanks God." But more of, "God, I want to recognize who you are. And I want that thanksgiving to come through like I really mean it and that it means so much to me." And again in verse 34 it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His mercy endures forever." And to say, "Save us, O God, our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise." Did you know that thanksgiving is actually the language of faith? And what I mean by that is we thank God before we see things. In other words, if we really believe God has saved us and we're going to go to heaven because of what Jesus did, before we ever die, we can say, "I thank you, Lord. That is, when I leave, when I breathe my last breath here, my next breath will be in your presence. So I'm thanking you right now for the eternal life that you've given me." And maybe you're praying about something else in your life and you have a witness on the inside of you that God's heard your voice. And your thanksgiving can come out of that. "Lord, I thank you that your word is true. I thank you, Lord, that you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you, God, that even though I don't feel you right now, even though I don't see you right now, based on what you've said, and not just what you said, what you've done for me in the past, I'm assured that you're going to come through for me now." Come on. "Thank you, Lord. I just want to..." So it's more of a statement of what you really believe. Thanksgiving is much more than anything else. But the other part of it is thanksgiving is just polite. It's the right thing to do. Right? I mean, teaching your kids and teaching, you know, respect and everything, you better be thankful. Right? "Thank you. Thanks, Mom, for doing the laundry. Thanks, Mom, for cooking the dinner. Thanks, Dad. You know, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad, for going to work." Teaching your kids to be thankful is so important. But at this time of year, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. But we have to keep in our hearts that the Thanksgiving that we're supposed to be most mindful of just what God did for us. And not only what He's done for us, what He's going to do for us. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a place where you didn't know what to do?
Yes, sir.
I mean, life happens. God, should I go this way or should I go that way? Should I do this or should I do that? Lord, it's not really plain to me. But the Bible says, if I ask you for wisdom, you'll give me liberally. You won't upbraid. You won't hold back. You'll make sure that it's for me. So in advance, when we ask Him for it, we say, "Lord, I thank you that you're going to show me what to do." Without a clue, watch this, a clue of what you're going to do next. You don't know where you're going. But Lord, I thank you that you're going to lead me, that you're going to give me peace, that Father, you're going to direct my life. Years ago, I was in a situation and I was having a hard time discerning what God's will was. And somebody sent me in the mail this calligraphy embroidered, what do they call that? Anyway, that you put up on the wall, right? And it said, let's see, the Lord, watch this, orders the steps of the righteous. The righteous man's steps are ordered of the Lord. That's what it went. The righteous man's steps are ordered of the Lord. And I'm like, there it is. God, I don't know. I don't need to know where I need to step 3 weeks from now. I just need to know where to step right now. And as long as I know that you're with me and that you're leading me step by step, I can thank you in advance, even though my situation hasn't changed, even though nothing is different, I can still thank you with outstretched hands, with thank you, God. I so appreciate your love. I so appreciate your mercy. I so appreciate your grace. Right? And so part of our thanksgiving has to be for what God has done in our lives. Right? And I think I didn't have this written down, but in Psalm, I believe it's 136. Psalm 136. I'll find it and then we'll... But he's going over and he's reminding the whole congregation. In other words, it's kind of congregational singing with response. And they're just going over everything that God has done for them. Hallelujah. And it starts out with this. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever." And you think, well, that's kind of redundant, but not really. Because it's like, I want to remind you, and then I want you to remind me, and then I want us to be in the same place saying the same thing. I want to just rejoice and praise God and thank him because his mercy endures forever. I don't deserve anything that God gives me, right? I don't deserve it, but his mercy, his love toward me has compelled him to do it for me. And let's look at verse 4. It says, "To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom has made the heavens, for his mercy endure forever. To him who laid out the earth for the waters, and the mercy endures forever. To him who made the great light, for his mercy endures forever." And this is all part of him giving thanks to God. And he goes on and he talks about how that they delivered Israel from Egypt and how God did this and he did that, for his mercy endures forever. I wonder if in our lives there couldn't be more time spent on remembering what God has done. And thanking God for what God has done. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And even as a reminder to the people around you, listen, I just want to thank and praise God because he paid my light bills. I want to thank God and praise God that he brought me my wife. I want to thank God and praise that he's given me my children. I just want to thank God tomorrow that we have a house to be in. I want to thank God that we have an oven to cook the turkey in. I just want to thank God because at the bottom line is that everything that I have, the source of it is God. And so I want to thank him for everything. In fact, I want to be so redundant in it that people come up to me, "Is that all you have to say is thank God?" Yes. Yes, and especially for the non-believers in my life. I want them to know that I believe that God is the source of everything that I have. Let's go to Psalm 18. Psalm 18 and verse 49. I believe that's what I... Hallelujah. we had a teacher in Bible college, and it was so interesting because he had a large family, but he was like from Tennessee or Georgia or someplace. But it was a large family, but they weren't well off at all. In fact, I think he said that they still had dirt floors and a large family with a big table. So their custom was, if they had a thing of biscuits on the table, and if you said, "Thank you for the biscuit," watch this. If you were the youngest and there was, you know, all of these kids that basket had to be passed by, none of them could grab the biscuit because the biscuit was always was already thanked for. So it's like, "Lord, I thank you that you're hearing me. I thank you that you're with me. I thank you that you're giving me wisdom. I thank you, Lord, that you said you'd be with me forever. I thank you, Lord, that I know your voice, the voice of a stranger. I'm not going to follow. I'm just a thankful man in Jesus' name." And I like this in verse 49. It says, "Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name." Is that awesome? Listen, everybody is going to know when they listen to me that I am thanking God for everything that I have. Let's back up a few verses there and see what the "therefore" is there for. Verse 46 says, "The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It's God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent men." It's like he's saying, "Look, you've already done those things. And so I'm going to give you the credit for what you've done in my life." So thanksgiving is a way of pointing the credit or the glory back to God. "God, I want to thank you that I have this. I want to thank you that I'm able to do this. I want to thank you for this building. I want to thank you, God, for your presence and your joy. I want to thank you for all the things that you have for me." So thanksgiving is more than just a, "Well, thanks. Well, thanks." No, it's an attitude of, "God, I am so appreciative and I want to express it so that you know it and so that everybody knows it." Right? Hallelujah. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever." Psalm 30 and verse 12. Is so good. 30 verse 12. He says this. It says, "To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." Listen to that again. It's so good. He says this, verse 12. He says, 30 verse 12. "To that end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will thank you forever." Look at what's this saying. He's saying this: my presence will always, and I mean always, be one that gives thanks to the Lord who saved me, who's with me, who's delivered me, who's taken care of me, who supplied for me. "Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I want to give you honor and glory and praise because he's worthy of our praise." I said he's worthy of our praise. Let's go to Psalm 35. So it's one thing to give thanks to God for who he is. And again, it's looking at who he is. In Psalm 35 and verse 18, it says this: "I will give thanks. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. So when it's time to give testimony, when it's time to speak up, listen, I want to just thank God that He paid my bills. I want to thank God that He's merciful over me. I want to thank Him for all that He's done. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Hallelujah. And you can go too many, but look at verse 29. Again, it seems like it's been repeated in many places, but listen to what this says again. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever." There are many times when we're in life and maybe life doesn't seem to be going the way that we think it should be going. And you know, things are a struggle. Maybe it's not perfect. Maybe you have different things going on in your life. But you can be absolutely certain that in your life at that moment that God is good. And I'm going to thank Him for His goodness. Yeah. People might be mad at you, or work might not be going right, or you know, you might not be feeling well, or the finances aren't where they want to be, but you can thank God that He's good. And what that does is it transfers off of you the weight of what you're going through, like you're bearing it alone, and you're passing it on to God. And you're saying, God, it's You. Thank You, Lord, that You said You'd never leave me. Thank You, Lord, that You said You'd never forsake me. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. Thank You, Lord, for Your mercy. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. I'm so good and so pleased at who You are. Now, there's another aspect of thanksgiving that I want to look at tonight, and I want us to become really aware of this. But look in Ephesians chapter 1, the book of Ephesians in the first chapter. Glory to God, glory to God. Ephesians chapter 1. And this is Paul, and listen to what he says in verse 16. He says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I do not cease to give thanks to you. And who is he talking to? He was talking to this group in a church, in a city that he'd visited before, that he'd absolutely witnessed to and seen miracles happen in this city. But he was talking to the people. And he was saying to the people, I don't cease to give thanks for you. Sometimes we can get our feelings hurt, or something might not be going our way, and we get around people, family, people, you know, people in church, and we can just kind of get upset with them. But when's the last time you said, oh God, I want to thank you for so and so? Lord, I want to thank you for my mom. I want to thank you for my, I want to thank you for my pastor. I want to thank you for the youth leader. I want to thank you for those people that are coming tonight on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I want to thank you, Lord. I don't cease to give thanks for the people that God has put in my life. Because you can either grumble about people or you can be thankful for people, but you can't do both. And so when he says this, and how many know that Paul had places in the scripture where he had to get on to people? He even called some people out by name and said, watch out for them. I've turned them over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. But he said to this group of people, I never cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Most of the time, our prayers are so self-absorbed. Lord, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need this. And Lord, you know this is going on in my life and this is going on in my life. But when is the last time that you stood before the Lord in prayer and said, Lord, I just want to thank you for the people that you put in my life. I want to thank you for my boss. I want to thank you for my coworkers. I want to thank you for my kids. I want to thank you for my parents. I want to thank you, Lord, that you're with me. I don't want to cease to give thanks for you when I pray for you. Why? Because I appreciate that God puts you in my life. When he's talking here, he's saying, listen, you're a group of people that God sent me to minister to. And so I'm thankful to you and for you because God gave you to me. I'm so thankful for the people in this church. And when we get together, I'm thankful. Like, we've seen many things, but, you know, like, it just amazes me. We had our Thanksgiving dinner, right? And it was awesome. There was a lot of people there. I don't know where they are tonight, but there was a lot of people there, right? And yet, here's my church. And in my church, there's people that are picking up. There's people that are putting tables away. There's people. Everybody pulled together and got the job done. I'm thankful for the people that God has sent to me. I'm thankful, like, you know, on Sunday morning when the people here and God's given me the opportunity to share with you what he's put on my heart. I'm thankful for you coming. Right? It's kind of ironic. I'm even thankful when there's only one or two. I'm even thankful when it's just one-on-one. Why? Because God has given me grace to dispense to somebody. If I don't have anybody to dispense that grace to, then what's the point? But the point is, I'm thankful for you. And how much time in our prayers, rather than complaining about our spouses, complaining about what our kids aren't doing, complaining about the neighbors, complaining about that one that was talking about you, when's the last time we said, Lord, I just want to thank you for everybody that you put in my life, that you've given me an opportunity to be used by you to touch them for something. I want to be grateful for you. And it's like tomorrow we're going to have a big turkey and a dinner, and we'll have family members all around us. But wouldn't it be great if we just went around the table and just said, you know, I'm thankful for you. 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 I want to know that I don't cease to thank God for putting you in my life. When I'm praying, I thank God. I thank God for my grandkids. I thank God for my kids. I thank God, you've given me this person to be in my life. And sometimes we even have to thank God for those people that irritate the fire out of us. Why? Because God is using somebody else maybe to rub off some of the rough edges on us. Maybe he's trying to point out to us some things that we need to grow on. And there's a scripture that says iron sharpens iron, and that's really nice. But do you know that iron going against iron creates heat and friction and an uncomfortable state? But it still sharpens. So God, I'm even thankful for those people who may be left. I'm thankful, Lord, that for that person that came up and rebuked me, or that person that was pointing out some of my faults. I'm thankful for that, God, because I want to grow. I don't want to be the same. And so I'm going to be thankful. I don't cease, he said here, to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I don't cease. That means he's on it constantly, constantly. And let's just go another city was Colossae. And in the book of Colossians, in chapter 1 and verse 3, he says, we give thanks to God the Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying for you always. We give thanks to the Lord our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we're praying for you always. We thank God that He puts you in our lives. We thank God that He's allowed us to be in church together. We thank God that He's allowed us to do life together. I think sometimes we'd be much better off if we started thanking God for the people in our life rather than complaining about their shortcomings. Hello? We just begin to thank God. We just begin, Lord, and I've seen this so many times. I've seen people who, you know, their husband or wife is alive. It's kind of like they're always complaining, and this one doesn't do this enough or that one doesn't do that enough. But at the funeral or later after the funeral, I wish I could just see them one more time. I wish I could just say to them one more time that I appreciate you, that I love you, I miss you. And really, part of it is we miss the opportunity that we weren't grateful enough for them while they were with us. Are you with me? So it's time for us to begin to be thankful for people. I think sometimes we're more thankful for things than we are for people. And that's backwards. I said, that's backwards. The things that we're thankful, Lord, thank you for the new car. Thank you for the new motorcycle. Thank you for the golf clubs. Thank you for this weather. Thank you for all of that. That's all great. It's all awesome, and we should do that. But the reality is none of those things are going to be with us for eternity. My motorcycle is not going to be with me in heaven. You know, my car is not going to be with me in heaven. My house isn't going to be with me in heaven. I'm going to have a mansion up there, but it's not going to be, right, the house that I'm living in. I'm grateful for all of those things. But what I'm really thankful for is my family. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful. Why? Because Paul said it this way, and I'm going to butcher this, but he said, you're my trophy. You're my trophy. You're the one that I'm going to get my crowns for, because God is going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You not only served me, but you served people. In the service of me, it was to serve people. So I'm thankful. I'm grateful for you. I don't cease to give thanks for you. And how many know that at times, and we've been in ministry a long time, and so we've had lots of kids and lots of people come through the church. And there are sometimes there are little kids who just want to tear, you just want to pull your hair out, right? They're all over, bing, 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 and all over the place. And you just, oh, God, help! But for me, some of the best things were that I was grateful that I had influence in their life. Let me tell you about this one young boy who was like 13 years old. And we at this time, we were going out in the community and bringing kids in. And this kid did not have an easy life, and his home was just not good. And at that time, I was helping Miss Fanny do the preteens. I was down there with her. And this particular one that I'm thinking of, one minute, he'd be cussing me out. I mean, literally using words that I hadn't heard or used in a long time. He was using them on me. But then the next week, when we were up in the church building and worship was going on, he'd be sitting right next to me with his head buried into my side or into my shoulder or whatever. I had the ability to have some sort of influence on his life, and I'm so thankful for that experience. Did I like getting cussed at? No. But did I like the fact that I was able at least to speak some life into him? Absolutely. So I thank God for people and for people that God has put in my life. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And listen to this, because I believe that this is our commission tonight. This is what we're supposed to do. I'm going to get to the verse that I want, but I'm going to start in verse 14. It says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all, seeing that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for both yourselves and for all. Rejoice always." Everybody say always. It doesn't say complain always. It doesn't say rejoice a little bit, but you know, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays you can complain. No, he says rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything. Everybody say everything. In everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. How many want to know what the will of God is for your life? I want to know, God, what you want me to do. I want to know what you have for me. I want to know. He says, well, you want to know what my will is? In everything, I want you to give thanks. That's my will. That's what I want you to do. In everything, I want you to give thanks. Why? Why would God want that? Because it takes your eyes off of you and your situation and places them right back on the one who deserves all the praise and the glory. And then it puts your eyes on the people who may be needing your love, even though you don't want to really love them right now, but in everything. That means when it's going good, when it's going bad, when things are high, when things are low. It doesn't say for everything. I'm not going to thank God for the trial or the thing that the devil's trying to bring on me, but I'm going to thank God in that trial that God is with me, that He's for me, that He's my deliverer, He's my healer, He's my provider, He's my friend. I'm going to thank God not only for that, but in the midst of what I'm going through, I'm going to thank God for the people that He's brought to me to stand with me. I'm going to thank God for my wife. I'm going to thank God for my kids. I'm going to thank God for my church. In everything, give thanks. Why? Because that's His will for my life. What I'm saying tonight is we're going to be thanking God, and we do that tomorrow and thank God for His protection, His provision, and everything that He's brought to us. We thank You for that, Lord. We thank You for our country. We thank You for how You've saved us and You protect us. We thank You for that. But Lord, I don't want that to be a one-day thing. I want that to be 365, 24 hours a day. Lord, I want to be grateful. Give thanks with a grateful heart. There's a song we used to sing. Give thanks with a grateful heart. What does that mean? Lord, I want to on purpose think about how good You've been to me. I want to think on purpose what provision, what people, what circumstances You brought me through. And Lord, from a heart of that, I want to thank You. I want to honor You. I want to give You praise. I want to glorify You. Tonight, I think it behooves us to get outside of ourselves and just concentrate on all of His goodness and all of His mercy and start thanking Him for in everything. Thank You, Lord, for tonight. Thank You, Lord, that I was able to drive here tonight. Thank You, Lord, for everything. I want to thank You, Lord, for when my car blows up. Because I thank You, Lord, that You gave me that one, You'll give me another one. I want to thank You, Lord, that even in this trial, that You're going to see me through. And Lord, even if they slay me, yet I'll praise your name. Did you know that during the first couple of centuries, it wasn't really easy for Christians? In fact, one of the sports that they had in Rome is that they would feed Christians to the lions. There'd be, you know, like the kingdom, you know, the football stadium be full of people, and the Colosseum that everybody goes sees in Rome. In the dungeon, they'd have all these Christians in cells, and then they'd have lions in these other places. And they'd throw the Christians out there and release the lions who were hungry. And the sport was watching the lions attack these people. But watch this. It's been told of people who were getting ready to go out and be martyred, that they'd be in the back cells and they'd be walking by all the other cells and they'd be singing worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are accounted worthy to be offered in your name. Thank you, Lord. And pretty soon, all of the other Christians that were in different cells would start in this hymn or this chorus and begin to worship God. And out of the dungeon, these people that are waiting for this sport began to hear worship come. You see, in everything, we're supposed to give thanks. Why? Because God is good. He's faithful. He knows the beginning from the end. And here's the reality. This life that we live on this earth is just for a season, just for a little bit of time. But one day we're going to see it really clearly when we pass and go on to heaven, that God has been for us the whole time, that God was with us the whole time, that God is our Savior. Amen? Amen. So in everything tonight, give thanks. Mm-hmm. Amen. Did y'all get something tonight?
Yes, sir.
I want you to be even more exuberant in your thanksgiving tomorrow before you start eating on the turkey and eating the pies. But let's pray. Father, I thank you tonight for your word. I am grateful, Lord, that you've counted me worthy to present your gospel and to preach your word. And again, if you're watching online and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, he wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to know that salvation is for you, that he's already done everything that's necessary for you to live in eternity with him. But your part of the deal is to recognize that you can't be good enough on your own to be with God. That all of us have sinned and fallen short. We all need a Savior, and you have to recognize that Jesus is the Savior. There's no other. There's no other. So the Bible says that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, if you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him from the dead, that you would be eternally with him. So tonight, I just pray, if you haven't prayed that prayer before, that you get on your knees before God and say, Lord, I need a Savior. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for everything that you've done for me. God bless you tonight. Happy Thanksgiving. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.